From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today was last here in 2018 out in support of what at the time was her debut album called Ruby Red. And while I know I usually do a brief introduction for all of my guests on JPR Live sessions, today I actually want her to introduce herself. So let's just listen to this real quick.
My name's Suzanne Santatuso. And I'm 36 years old today. I have two cats. One is Bootsy Collins. She's over there. The other is Michelangelo Santasuso.
Oh, Suzanne Santo is back. Hello.
That did... You know, there's nothing like getting your day started with a solid mouth guard conversation.
I'm glad to chat with you again. It's good to see your face. Thanks for doing this.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing, by the way? It has been now a year since everything in your world just kind of collapsed. So how are you?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I'm really good. I have taken this time to really assess my spirit and things that, you know, when I'm used to touring on the road for 6+ months out of the year, you know, you kind of have this autopilot sometimes and you're go, 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 go. And I really, you can have a tendency to sort of leave things by the wayside that might need to be tended to emotionally, mentally, and physically as well. And I've been addressing health needs, sleep issues, you know, some trauma from my past. And I honestly have never felt better. And to be, you know, frank, like the future is so unknown and there's something that I'm really at peace with about that. You know, I definitely have my moments of like freak out, but I all in, like this year has been a huge growth period for me that I don't know where I would have been without all this time to really hunker down and find this wholeness as my individual self, unattached to anyone else romantically. I've like cleaned out my just some social stuff too, like just, you know, where do you resonate the best with people? And I say that lovingly, you know, nobody's bad, and you know, but at the end of the day, I've really looked out for myself in ways that I never have. So I'm great. Yeah.
So musically speaking, there has been a bit of a trickle, and I know that there will soon be a flood. Was it last summer that Bad Beast kind of made its way out into the world?
It tested the waters, but it's, yeah. I feel like it didn't get a full release, and that was something I really wanted, and my team at the time didn't want to do that. Because it was like, well, if it doesn't do great, everything's going to be messed up, and I felt really... stunted by that, because I love that song. So it did kind of come out. It came out on Bandcamp, but I'm really excited for that full release of Bad Beast to really just, you know, get its due.
And the more recent, which has hit in a much bigger and arguably better way, is Fall for That, which yes. includes Gary Clark Jr. And it is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah. I love that song. It's special.
The flood, when, like, what can you tell me about upcoming plans for what will undoubtedly be another full-length record from you?
I mean, it's done. I have it.
Oh,
and wow. There's 12 songs. You know, we might take one or two out depending on how the whole landscape looks. But I'm currently looking for the team to release it with, which is, you know, could be scary, but I'm kind of excited about it. I've really kind of had a different outlook on the music industry as a whole, where in the past I've sort of felt like this reliance on the man, you know, on the labels, and like and with Honey Honey too, Ben and I could probably say the same story. Like you're just so humbled by that cold bucket of water when it's never what you think it's going to be. And I have yet to find the formula to that doesn't involve me pretty much doing all the heavy lifting, which is fine. And, you know, and I don't want to like discredit some of the great people I've worked with in the past, but, you know, during this time as well, like when you have to learn to pivot and you have to figure out how to still be an artist and release music that people are going to listen to, you know, I'm kind of like watching that formulate before my eyes. So if that makes sense, but yeah. I have a record. My goal is to release it in April or May of this year.
Okay.
I don't want to wait too long, because the thing is, it's like we recorded the bulk of it in 2019, and like it was supposed to come out last year, and it's just right. So weird to have this huge gap of a year, as I'm sure you know.
Well, so long as the songs don't have bad words in them, which I know you have a penchant for, we will be in line to help get the word out about the record when you release it. So,
thank you.
Suzanne Santo is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new single out is called Fall for That. Her debut record came out in 2017 called Ruby Red, and she joins me from Los Angeles. Let's talk music. What do you want to share with us first?
Ooh, well, since you brought it up, Fall for That.
Ah, fantastic.
Rage on the wind tonight. Man, I was laying low by the fireside, but I see them creeping on a sneak attack, trying to smoke me out, trying to make me mad. And I you mean it, son. Make me believe I'm the only one. When you press yourself right up against my back, you talk too damn loud, too damn fast. I that cold you're selling. Let you hold my help just out of my grasp. Living in your hell flat on my back. I won't fall for that.
That is Fall for That, played for us live. Suzanne Santo is my guest. That is the first single. Is it the is it technically the second single? It's sort of the, I mean.
It's like the first single was like, it kind of feels like a private party. And then this one was like, you know, out at like the state park, anybody can go, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So the first legit single from the upcoming, as yet unnamed, sophomore effort from Suzanne Santo. Fair enough.
Yeah, it works.
I want to go back in time a little bit to talk a little about the period in your life when you were in Honey Honey, which I'll circle back around to this later because it kind of still feels like it might kind of still exist a little bit.
Oh, it sure does.
Due to a number of circumstances.
Yeah.
But also in the Ruby Red era, you were working with Butch Walker, and I know that you have reconnected with Butch on this new collection of songs.
Yeah, he's just, you know... Well, first and foremost, I've worked with producer John Spiker, who's amazing. And, you know, John and I have been sitting with the mixes so much and for so long. And I was kind of freaking out the other day and I sent him to Butch and I was like, can you weigh in? I just can't hear them anymore. And, you know, he's such a good friend and he's so amazing. And he's stepping in on a tune or two just to give it some tweaks and things and be a good friend. And that's what I was kind of talking about before of like, you know, you work with your friends and it takes a village to put this stuff out. It really is an undertaking and I cannot do it alone. And I'm excited to keep finding these great souls that are pitching in, you know.
You have talked about the era when you first connected with Ben Jaffe, the other half of Honey Honey, and how like wildly successful that band was really quickly, and how it led, all of the factors involved with that led to some burnout of that project. Is the music you're making now, not only on Ruby Red, but on the album that's coming, is this the music you have always wanted to make, or is this simply the music of the now happy birthday 36-year-old Suzanne Santo?
That's a great question. Well, first and foremost, it's so funny when to hear wildly successful, because thank you for that. We never felt like we reached the point that we wanted to, but who's to say that we won't do that down the road, because I like to believe in all possibilities. But I love the music in Honey Honey so much. It's like my firstborn. And, you know, I'll say that there's a different level of intimacy with releasing my own music and however I want to do it. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't releasing music I didn't want to make back with Honey Honey. But we were definitely in this like Americana bubble, if you will, that we were really trying to break out of, and both of us have broken out of it separately with our solo projects. And, you know, Ben was actually here last weekend. We have a little podcast on Patreon called Honey Honey Unmanageable. but we were talking about how, when we play old Honey Honey songs now, we like give them a makeover, because there's just we're such better musicians now than we were then. So it's been really fun for us to reconnect and play music together again with all these wounds healed and, you know, and just with this like alacrity and excitement. And, you know, it's exciting to think about what possibility we have for music in the future and what that would sound like. I have no idea. But I know it would be fun.
I know one of the external forces that has brought you guys back together in a way is the resurgence of the guest book.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. Right?
Because for folks that haven't watched, half-hour comedy where, and you'll do a better job of explaining this than me, but basically a half-hour comedy in which Honey Honey provided the title song, the introductory song, but then you're also characters in the show that play music.
That's
on the
show. Yeah. You're doing great. Yeah, you're
and because
great.
It's now back on Hulu, there's like a new round of people interested in the music of Honey Honey.
It's pretty cool. We're so proud of that work. And, you know, I was actually talking to Greg Garcia the other day. He's the show creator. And he's one of the most brilliant, wonderful, kindest people I've ever met. And we are so lucky to have been a part of that show. And Greg's hoping that the Hulu resurgence does so well that we'll get picked up for a third season. And I'm like, bring it. Let's go.
Yeah. You had done some acting before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And ironically enough, I've actually got this television show pitch that I've been working on for about 5 years with a really good friend of mine. And we just shot a short film in conjunction with it for our, to sell it. And I sent it to Greg and he gave me all these notes and it was so great to have like one of my mentors look at my work and tell me that I did a great job and, you know, but it's definitely something I'm starting to dip a toe back into, which is really, really cool considering this life, this world we're in, you know.
All things being equal, which world would you choose?
Ooh.
Acting or music?
Music.
Yeah, you would.
Always, yeah.
Why?
Because I can't not do it. Huh. And I love acting. When I get to do it, I put my everything into it and it's such a beautiful way to express yourself and communicate art. But music is like until I die, like till like the day I die. Like deathbed.
I love that you can't not do it because I'd love to hear another song. Suzanne Santo is
nice
my guest today
segue.
On JPR Live Sessions. Ruby Red is her debut record. It came out in 2017. The new single is Fall for That with Gary Clark Jr. What's next?
Well, this song is called Save for Love and it's very, very special and it's kind of the reason I'm moving to Austin. Yeah.
This is Save for Love. It's Suzanne Santo on JPR Live Sessions.
Light that pipe, make it burn red, make it hiss like the storm that hits your window. Fill up those lungs, honey. It won't be long before the moment's gone and you're dealing with your sorrow. Take what you can get. Count all of your blessings, cause that hurricane ahead might be never ending. It raining hell. No one's gonna sleep through this one. There ain't no shelter, ain't no walls that's gonna hold it all together, save for love. Bridges. Hold yourself accountable, give that soul deep within you a voice like a parable and make room for the hateful. Seat them at your table, give them bread for their broken hearts and kindness if you're able, cause it's raining hell. No one's gonna sleep through this one. There ain't no shelter, ain't no walls that's gonna hold it all together, save for love. Save for love. Don't be angry that it's heavy. honey, no, you're not alone. There's arms here at the ready to help you bear the load. No, it ain't a one-way road. We gotta do this thing together and grow. Cause it's raining hell. No one's gonna sleep through this one. There ain't no shelter, ain't no walls that's gonna hold it all together safe for life.
That is Safe for Love. Suzanne Santo is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions, a song from the upcoming sophomore release due out later in the spring, hopefully, if all of the planets align.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing and sharing.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You mentioned a few minutes ago going back to the older catalog of Honey Honey stuff and how you've given many of those songs tweaks because you are better musicians than you used to be. In between now and your last visit, you got the call up to the big leagues and went out on tour with Hozier.
I did.
Opening and then playing in his band. And you have talked about that being a real kick in the backside musically.
Yeah. I still feel like an imposter playing in that band. I mean, I know that I brought like a valuable vibe, but I look at my musicianship and I cringe at some of it because it was so hard. And I feel like there wasn't one show I didn't mess up, you know, like every show I'd mess up something, but they were still really good to me. And I got to see the world. That level is so powerful and fascinating. I'm very grateful for that experience, but yeah, I mean, it was intense.
Having had the opportunity to experience that world, huge tour, you know, big tour bus, huge stage setup and all that sort of stuff, almost like as a guest, right? Like you get to observe it all happening and yet it's not necessarily yours. Yeah. Does it make you want to try and get into that world, or are you happy being the guest artist that doesn't have to be in that situation the whole time?
No, I definitely look forward to kicking it up to that level or somewhere around that vicinity. You know, if I'm ever, no, that is what I want. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know, they say to like integrate yourself with the energy of the things that you want. And I got to do that, which was really cool. And I think that applies to all areas of my life. Friendship, love, finances, cats, you know, like it's so with the music and playing with Hozier, one of my biggest challenges was accepting that I belonged there. Mm. And that's a weird thing. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And it's something that has held me back a lot of being like, oh, shoot, when are they going to find out, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, that's a really counterproductive emotion. And I've really started to embrace those things in my life. And I'm ready for it.
Yeah. If memory serves, you were originally like a fiddler, right? Like guitar was sort of secondary for you. And you've talked about specifically improving your guitar chops playing all of those Hozier shows.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was trained classically on violin. I started playing when I was 11. And then when I started Honey Honey with Ben, it really took on this bluegrassy kind of, you know, backyard vibe thing happening. But
you were doing the little dance there when you were trying to describe it.
Yeah, I sure did. But playing guitar with Hozier was really interesting because he has a really distinct picking style and he has like, you know, man hands. And I was playing a lot of his counterparts on the record, which would like really stretch like muscularly my own mechanics, my own vessel. And I'd have to ice my hands after rehearsals because it was so intense. But it really like, I just kicked up to another ability level of like, I just got into shape.
I was going to ask if you've taken that now as you're working on your own music again, going,
definitely.
Whoa, I'm a lot better player than I was a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled that you had time to join us. I'm really happy to reconnect, and I am looking forward to hearing more music from this upcoming record.
Thank you.
Yeah. Suzanne Santo is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The debut record came out 2017 called Ruby Red on Suzanto Records, right?
That's correct.
Do you think that's where this one's going to land, is on your own label again?
You know, I'd like it to. I want to own it. If there's a company that's willing to work with me with that in mind, you know, I've put so much of my own money and time into it that it's a lot. It's such an accomplishment to be able to own your own music, as I'm sure you know, like the back end and the way these things go down the road. And there's just, being an artist is not easy, especially when you're like in this. I heard this term recently from my friend at Spotify. It's called, I'm a torso artist. I'm in the middle, you know, I'm like the belly button, I guess. And the boobs. Yeah. But it's a favorable place because I am not attached to a label, so I have a little more wiggle room. But that's not to say I'm not opposed to finding the right family.
Yeah.
They want to really collaborate together, I would love that. But yeah, so far as it stands, we're Suzanto Records all the way.
Right on. Well, you will always have a home here, and when it's ready, we'll be ready for it. Will you play one more tune for us?
I will. I thought I'd throw in a Ruby Red favorite.
Oh, cool.
Better Than That.
I'm trying so hard not to love him too fast. Line up all the horses and race around the track. Run laps around reality and never look back. I want a real hard love that's better than that. I'm trying so hard not to bury myself beneath the dirt and the flowers of somebody else. Yeah, beauty is blinding and darkness runs deep. I want to hold on to him and still hold on to me. Cocaine and whiskey rye, they don't even compare to how love makes me high. So I won't push my luck, I'll sober up. I won't feed up with it till it dies. Stay right where I am, not drive my mind in reverse or speed up ahead. break down on a road that just leaves me for dead. I want the peace of the present to steer me instead. Cocaine, whiskey ride, they don't even compare. How love makes me high. So I won't push my love, I'll sober up. I won't feed off of it till it dies. Yeah, I've got a history, I know you. What the hell would we be without what we've been through? And I don't give a damn about the mud on your boots. I just want you. Cocaine,
called Better Than That. Suzanne Santo is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That one comes from her debut solo release called Ruby Red. There will be a follow-up due out later this year. Suzanne, good to see you. Thanks again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.